Welcome to the final parak of Nach. It is Dirayamim parak Lamed Vav, and it's not going to be great. How bad? We're going to see. But there is a machlokas just to start it off in Gemara Yuma in Nun Gimel Amud Beis about whether the Aron was captured or just hidden. But let's see what happens. We have Yoshia's son called Yoyachaz. He's the next king. He's then removed after 3 months by the king of Egypt, who's replaced by his brother, and the name they changed to Yoyakim. Yoyakim did not follow in the path of Yosha, his father. Sefer Yirmiyah recounts what he did. And he reigns for 11 years. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babel, captures him, takes him as a prisoner to Babel. He dies. The question is when. So the Radak here has a couple of options. Pasuk Vav, he says either he died in chains on the journey, or he returned to Yerushalayim and died when he rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar. Yoyachin, his son, rules for 3 months, but then Nebuchadnezzar takes him to Babel along with all the things from the Beis HaMikdash. Yoyachin's brother, meanwhile, Tzidkiah, is appointed king. 11 years, Yirmiyah Navi begs that Tzidkiah and the people do tshuva. He isn't listened to, and now he reached a new spiritual low. The kings, the Kohanim, have been corrupt. Tzidkiah attempts rebelling against Nebuchadnezzar, and the Kohanim defiled the Beis HaMikdash. Nebuchadnezzar conquers Yerushalayim, he destroys the Beis HaMikdash, and he massacres everyone. He massacres the residents, young and old, and the remainder are now going into exile. You know, this is the destruction. It's physical, it's spiritual. You know, the destruction is complete. Hashem, says Rashi in Pasuk Tezvav, had sent warning after warning, warning after warning, you know, but the people ignored it, and look what happened. However, the Sefer does finish on a little bit of an upbeat note, and Nach therefore finishes on a little bit of an upbeat note, because we're going to see that even though things have been destroyed, the last two psukim talk about the 70 years after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Koresh, the king of Persia, said that he's going to donate funds for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, and anyone who wants to return to Yerushalayim can do so. Again, we have to finish on an upbeat note, because any tragedy is just a way of eventually getting to good times. Every process in Jewish history, every challenge, everything that's difficult is ultimately leading towards the bigger picture in Jewish history. It's Moshiach, it's where we want to be. It's a nation that's an Am Segula. And that's really the story of Nach, the journey of individuals, the journey of the Jewish people, where we ultimately want to be one day.